business having matters before this court, draw near and give your attention.
Be seated.
There's something funny going on.
There's something funny going on here. It's the Robin and Maynard Jugs trial. Now here are your two loony litigants.
We're having some difficulty getting the jurors to come back into the courtroom.
One in particular, and we have a variety of people trying to convince Richard Peterson that the buffet line will continue to be open following the trial.
Get him in here.
Angry Doug, you're the bailiff.
What are you doing?
Come on, get him in here.
Okay.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, we're happening.
Come on, let's go here, kids.
Come on, Peterson, this is a radio trial.
All right. Richard, all right. What was the problem, Peterson?
I couldn't finish the breakfast.
You can finish your breakfast. It'll just be following the trial. Was there ever a guarantee that you would be having breakfast during the trial, Richard?
That 6 minute commercial break is not long enough to eat a breakfast.
Wonder if the 6 minutes will be long enough to take care of what happens after eating breakfast.
Oh my, I object. Juror number one, I noticed you were doing business during the commercial break.
Well, you know, we never stop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, 17 hours a day, knee deep in snow, mini skirts with slits in the pantyhose. It don't stop here at Dominique's.
With slits in the pantyhose?
Yeah, you know it.
Filthy dirt burger.
Huh.
Honestly, Dominique.
Are the slits supposed to be there, or is that some fashion thing?
Well, you know, we got to keep them looking nice, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
We don't wear no pants on no call.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Your Honor.
Let's get some order in this court.
There will be order in this court, or there's going to be problems.
All right.
There's Angry Doug for you.
All right. Where are we, Your Honor?
Mr. Jones. Call your first witness.
My first witness I call would be Chip Hanauer.
Chip Hanauer, please come to the courtroom. And I believe he must be sworn in at this time. Who does the swearing?
Bailiff.
Bailiff, you want to swear him in? Do you have a stack of Bibles?
We have a stack of Bibles.
Look, I'll just save time. I ain't going to lie. Okay, let's just get to it.
Okay.
You swear to tell the truth?
I just said I'm not going to lie, so we're okay.
Hanauer's taking over the trial.
Mr. Hanauer, can you please state your full name for the record?
Chip.
Very good, thank you. And Chip, are you familiar with the circumstances of this Jugs trial we're here for?
The circumstances?
Yes.
You take a look.
Very good. Now, it's my understanding that you would be considered perhaps an expert on the female body. Is that correct?
Oh, I wouldn't be so arrogant as to say that.
Let me fine-tune the female naked body.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. More specifically, the female breasts or breastesses.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
I've seen them.
Your Honor, I'd be objecting at this point
to breasts?
I'd be objecting to the qualification of Mr. Hanauer as an expert.
Well, that's just nonsense.
Well, I've been with him, and he's an expert.
That's just nonsense. I'll override you on that.
I'll allow the testimony. Go ahead, Mr. Hanauer.
Mr. Hanauer, I'm gonna show you what I've previously marked as exhibit number C.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought that was double D.
My gosh.
Now, can you tell me what it is that I've handed you?
This is a magazine.
Yeah, what kind of a magazine would that be, Chip?
It's not Popular Science.
Very good.
Could be a medical journal.
Does it have a title?
It does.
What would that title be?
The title is Jugs, and it says underneath that, big boobs plus big bras equal big boners is what it says.
Okay.
Perhaps
we should limit to just the title, but thanks for expounding.
Jugs.
And can you see her breasts?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I got to ask you, Chip, would you call those Jugs?
Yeah, I think someone could say
so you
Jugs. Would,
can you turn that magazine over for me?
Oh, my God. Can I show this to the jury?
Okay.
You can show Jugs, I'd like to see it first.
Let me see that.
All right.
Holy Christ.
Let's go back to the picture you're looking there at the back of that magazine.
Let's do.
Okay. Are there some female breasts there?
They're female. I don't know that they're human.
And that's because they're grossly oversized, correct?
Well, I think saying gross would be, that's a value statement.
Well, I haven't exactly seen them yet, but from you could land a F-16 on one of those. Right.
Where's the honor? Honor!
He's got a limp gavel that judge.
Please,
you got one limp gavel. I can tell you that
Please,
thing hardly
Mr.
performs
Maynard.
At all.
Now, we've just seen three pictures, and you've called two of them Jugs, and one of them you've not been able to call Jugs. What was the main difference between those?
Volume?
Yes. I'm going to give you one word, and this is key, and I want everybody in the jury to listen to this. How about amplitude? Was there a difference in amplitude?
The witness. He's leading the witness, Your Honor.
Is there a ruling on this, or do I just...
Mr. Hanauer, would you answer the question, please?
Was there a difference amongst those in amplitude?
Yeah.
I have no further questions. These Thank you.
All right, Judge, what do we do now?
Mr. Dichter, any cross-examination?
Mr. Who?
You bet, Your Honor. Mr. Hanauer.
Would Mr. Dichter speak right into the court microphone, please?
I apologize. Mr. Hanauer. Now, Mr. Hanauer, would it be safe to say that Jugs Magazine might be an authority on what exactly a jug is?
They seem to know what they're talking about.
Your Honor, can I approach the bench for a moment?
You may.
Thank you. I'd like to get the assessment of a specific juror.
You're not the attorney. You can't do that.
I would like to get the specific notion of one juror. Mr. Peterson, what do you think of the evidence presented so far?
Will you hand Peterson the evidence?
That 6 minute commercial break is not long enough to eat a breakfast.
All right,
and
thank you.
Mr. Hanauer, would it be safe to say that all sorts of different breasts that we've seen in the courtroom this morning could be referred to by different people as jugs?
Well, yeah, but...
I appreciate that. I have no further questions, Your Honor.
I'm going to go slightly out of order in the schedule of my witnesses, and I'm going to call Robin.
Oh, you're calling me. Okay. I swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God.
And a whole lot more besides.
Shut up, you. Your Honor... May I be allowed to purple Herbie, my partner John Maynard?
Your Honor, I'd ask that the witness refrain from threatening my client in the presence of the jury.
Thank you, Mr. Dichter.
Mr. Jones, please call your witness.
I call to the stand Robin Erickson.
I am here.
Robin, let's just jump right into this. We want to provide a little bit of background, and what that's going to necessitate is let's hear the sound bites that are going to be relevant.
This was the sound bite from the day after the incident. Speaking of guessing, I got 3 emails last night. For some reason, I remember you mentioning something about my breasts yesterday on the air. And I can't remember in what regard, but you mentioned that they were huge lumps.
No, you had mentioned that.
No, it was you.
You yourself.
No, I didn't. You had said, you made a comment about, anyway, nonetheless, these people were sure that you had said it too, that
no,
they were fake. In fact, no, I have not got implants. And I got 3 letters about that in one day.
You're not going to find them. You're not going to.
You couldn't find an implant
like that. I mean, you could drive all over. You could travel to
Jumboville.
You're
not exactly Ma Kettle, for God's sake. Will you knock it off?
Well, no. By the way, it was not me. It was you yourself. And I have never exclaimed over your
mammarial
proportions.
If I find that piece of tape, Marissa, yesterday in the show, at some point, John made a comment about my cans.
And what I'm saying, Marissa, is that it was Robin herself.
Okay, that's the first cut. Do you need to hear the second one?
Well, sure, because that establishes who said
it. I'm talking to my attorney.
Yes, please.
In the article, the 1.7 gallons of Zima sold to men a minute, that's embarrassing for our country.
Well, it really is, because I haven't tried Zima, though we have been given jugs by the people that were selling it there for a while. You know what Zima is, Maynard?
And you've been given jugs by the great creator.
I certainly have. Thank you. A couple of jumbos. But what is Zima? Shut up! Yes, Mr. Jones?
Very good, Robin.
Anything else?
No, that's it for sound bites right now, although I do have some questions for you.
Okay.
Obviously, we've all had a chance to listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a chance to listen to that prior as well, correct?
Right,
in fact,
yes.
You've lived it.
Oh, absolutely.
Am I correct in my recall? Of course, it helps that I'm looking at a transcript.
Uh-huh.
That John states that it was Robin herself that made the jugs comment.
Yes.
Okay. And that it was also you, Robin, that initiated... the discussion of magnitude.
Yes, he said that I did that.
Okay, and is that true?
No.
No, of course not. We just heard it. Why isn't it true? Did you recall John, in fact, saying...
Well, first he said that I would have to go to Jumboville to find implants this big, and I think that speaks to magnitude. Also, he said that when he said it, that I initiated the comment when I said we'd been given jugs of Zima, and he said, and you've been given jugs by the great creator, that to me would say that he initiated the comment.
Absolutely. That was the very first reference of jugs. And
right.
I don't think Maynard himself would even dispute that he was referring to cans, breasts, whatever.
Right. Hooters, okay. 2 pool balls, and a pair of pantyhose.
Certainly not that.
No.
Well, we're going to get testimony later and more specific to jugs, but I guess what I want to do is recall a little bit of history, Robin. If you could maybe recount for me the concern about that you might have regarding John's willingness to live up to his bet.
Well, there's been a number of bets that we've made over the past 19 years, and really none of them have been carried out. The payoff has never been made.
Ms. Erickson, excuse me. Your Honor, I'm going to object to this testimony as prejudicial, overly prejudicial. The issue here has nothing to do with the past 19 years. The issue here has to do with the 2 sound clips we just heard and only those 2 sound clips.
Your Honor, of course it's prejudicial because it harms his client.
Absolutely. It's going to prejudice the jury unreasonably against my client.
For being a welcher?
The issue here isn't whether or not Mr. Maynard is a welcher. The issue here is whether or not Miss Erickson was the first person to use the word jumbo, as we just clearly heard she was.
Your Honor.
Mr. Maynard, let your attorney do the speaking.
So, Your Honor, I'm objecting to the testimony that Miss Erickson is currently giving. I'm asking that the jury be instructed to disregard the comment about the previous 19 years worth of betting.
I'm going to sustain that objection. Mr. Jones, will you move on to something else, please?
What a roaring pile of crap this is.
Objection.
Order in
sustained.
The court.
Oh, come on.
Whatever.
I'm smelling it.
Bailiff. Get that woman under control.
Mr. Jones, you're going to have to put a sock in it for her.
All right, Mr. Jones.
Excuse me.
Yes, Roy, what is it, Roy? Go ahead.
Pleases the court.
Does it please the court, Your Honor?
It pleases
is there
the court.
Dodgeball at recess.
Yes, there is today.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Jones.
I'd like to call Rachel.
You'd like to call Rachel to the stand.
Your Honor, I object to the calling of a witness before I've been allowed to cross-examine Miss Erickson.
Cross your ass off, buddy. I'm here for you.
Go ahead, Mr.
Excuse me, Your Honor.
Dichter.
Good, Dichter.
Miss Erickson.
Yes.
Miss Erickson, we've all just listened to the sound clip.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to hand you what's been marked as Exhibit C for the defense. It's a transcript of track one that's been prepared for me by your producers.
Right.
Would you, looking at that, would you agree that it's an accurate transcript of track one that was played second?
Mm-hmm.
And, Ms. Erickson, would you find the word jumbo for me on that that transcript?
The jumbo comment is the last line,
and
yes.
And would you tell me who spoke that comment?
I did, sir.
And prior to that, did the word size, jumbo, large, amplitude?
Yes.
Where?
Jugs.
It's your testimony that the word jugs implies size.
Well, if you're not a complete moron, it implies size, yes.
However, the first person to actually mention size outright was you.
No, jugs implied size, and it was mentioned by Maynard.
However, the first person to imply size outright without some sort of implied...
Jugs is an implication of size.
Okay, outside of the word jugs, which you claim implies
well,
size...
Well, that's a non-question. I refuse to answer. That's bullcrap.
Ms. Erickson, please.
That's bullcrap, Your Honor.
Please, Ms.
Jugs
Erickson,
implies
just
size.
Answer the question.
Okay, I'm answering it. Now you say if you want me to take certain words out of it and then answer the question to a phony question.
Please don't argue, Ms. Erickson.
Oh, Christ,
just answer the question.
I'm saying, outside of your own personal beliefs as to what exactly certain words mean that may or may not be true according to the rest of the world, mm-hmm. where was the first mention, overt mention of size?
Overt mention of size? I still am going with jugs on this, but you want me to say jumbos, so I'll just to shut you up, I'll say that.
I appreciate
okay,
it. Thank you very
bet.
Much.
Well, that's just weak.
Your Honor, I do have a quick recross just so we can give some clarity.
Okay.
To this.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, when you just provided that answer of mm-hmm. of jumbos, mm-hmm. and that was stated by you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, really what you're saying is, if you don't exclude the word jugs, which is what we're all here about,
uh-huh.
then that was the second reference to size,
right.
correct?
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Now, are you done with me?
I have no further questions for
you
Ms.
Don't?
Erickson.
He wouldn't.
No.
He wouldn't know what to do with you.
Now, Mr. Maynard, we're not going to get anywhere with this woman who's so steeped in her own denial. We'll wait for our turn.
Okay, what do we do now? Take a break?
We can take a break. I have a piece of evidence I'd like to
it's not our turn yet,
place
Mr.
before
Maynard.
The court.
It's not our turn yet.
All right.
We're getting there.
Okay. We got to step on the gas here. We'll be here for a weekend. All right, order in the court, everyone. Go get some more food, Richard. We'll be right back.
All right. Let's have it quiet in the courtroom.
Laying down the law, along with a big steaming trial. The Robin and Maynard Jugs Trial.
Able to tear Peterson away from the buffet line.
He's eating hash browns with his fist.
Oh, my God.
She and Mr. John. They got a trial going on.
Sorry I didn't have a song for you, Dichter, but
yeah,
the only one I can think of we wouldn't be able to play.
Against John.
Fair enough.
Strong, just let it go now.
But like I was telling Robin at the break, I don't need cheap publicity stunts to win a trial.
The right? hell you don't.
It might help, but I don't need them.
I think I heard John say she got jugs, okay. And Mr. Jones, you know Ricky Jones is gonna make him pay. Wringing his hands, he's making all kinds of plans, intended to make John Maynard drive a Corvette in the new Jeep. And Mr. Jones.
We appreciate our honorary, what do you call him, Judge Pro Tem?
Judge Pro Tem Robert M. Cohen presiding over the proceedings today.
And we are at what stage in the proceedings now, Judge?
First, I'd like to have our bailiff arouse our jurors.
I understand Dominique is falling asleep during the trial.
I think Mr. Jones tried that with his magazine stunt a few minutes ago.
I tried to help.
You need something a little stronger.
Yeah.
The owner of our escort service has been up all night and has been working diligently during the trial, sending ladies hither and yon. Now, at one point, I don't know if you're aware of this, Dominique, you did pass out during the trial.
Really, Dominique, you all right?
Well, I'm trying to hang in there. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've been up all night, yeah. You know, so I'm right now, I'm running
what's
on vapors.
Yeah, what's
know,
the, on vapors?
Starbucks in
well,
me
please don't share them. What's your standard work day, Dominique?
Well, it varies, you know. We may take a day off, but that day off does never come. So it's 7 days a week, mm-hmm. 24 hours a day, 365 days a week.
I see. And what kind of
work on Christmas, you know?
You work on Christmas?
We even work on Christmas.
Do you?
If the money is right, you know. So It all depends on the dollar. You know that.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that, Dominique. By the way, how many employees do you have?
Roughly in this state, say
in
about
this
25.
State.
You know, so, you know, Frisco to Maine, all the way to Spain. Iran from Idaho to the Gulf of Mexico. Dominique don't stop from outhouses to penthouses.
Yeah. 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 At least you said outhouses.
Let's have some decorum in this courtroom. No advertising for the jury box.
Motel.
Your Honor, do we have an alternate juror just in case Dominique can't
we
stay
We do
awake?
Have an alternate juror. We do have one.
Peterson, did you finish breakfast?
Richard, yes. Did you finish your breakfast?
Yes.
And what did you eat your hash browns with?
Finger.
Yeah, you ate them with your hand.
Really?
It was something. But hey, speaking of breakfast, thank you, 13 coins.
I have two more witnesses, and I think what I'm going to do is call them both at the same time. So I'd like to call Rachel and Marissa.
Rachel and Marissa to the courtroom, please.
And, Your Honor, I've discussed that with Mr. Jones, and I have no objection to calling two witnesses at the same time.
Okay, go ahead.
Especially not these two witnesses.
All right, very good.
What does
Rachel
that mean?
And Marissa. Well, no one can figure out what he means. Okay.
Sworn in.
Oh, yeah, we have our stack of Bibles. Swear to tell the whole truth.
Mm-hmm.
Your right hand, Rachel.
The truth. Oh, my God.
Okay, very right. Good. Okay.
Here we are. Heckle and Jekyll are going to work. And remember, girls.
All right,
we'll be
Maynard.
Working together for a long
object.
Time to come.
I object.
Order.
Threatening
in the
witnesses.
Courtroom.
Intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the glare?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's throwing glares and shooting daggers at you. Don't worry about that, girls.
First off, I'd like to ask both of you to go ahead and state your name and let everybody know who you are.
Hi, I'm Marissa. I'm the producer for the show.
My name is Rachel, and I'm the associate producer.
And both Marissa and Rachel, is it fair to say that you've had a chance to become familiar with both Robin and Maynard over the course of your work on the show?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And is it also fair to say you've become aware of sort of slang patterns and maybe words that particularly Maynard might use when coming to describing the female body, correct?
Yes.
Yes, I'm well aware of his verbiage.
Very good.
Oh, I loved your sigh, Maynard. Oh, oh no.
Now, the two of you bring in a relatively unique perspective to this that Chip, who helped us out greatly, couldn't bring, which is that you're both female, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And I happen to notice that you do both have breasts.
Yes, I do.
That is a fact.
Okay. I'm going to cut straight to the chase here, and I'm going to start with Marissa. Marissa? Would you call your breasts jugs?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, why not?
Because they're teeny tiny.
Oh. She said it, I didn't say it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so what you're really telling us, though, is that jugs does imply some level of amplitude, correct?
As far as I know, jugs has always implied amplitude.
No question in your mind.
No question.
Nor should there be.
No.
Rachel, I've got the same question of you. Do you have jugs?
No, I don't. I have little boobies.
Wow. Okay.
I've lost my place.
Okay, now, that question was specifically whether or not you thought you had jugs, and the answer to that was no.
No, I don't think that I have jugs.
And
no.
The reason for that is because of the size.
Well, jugs means big. I mean, it'd be like talking about a little coffee teacup versus a beer stein.
You said it. You said it. Now, let's get even more direct. We talked about the chance, the opportunity, Rachel, that you've had to observe Maynard over time and his choices of words. Do you think you've got the ability to tell us whether or not John Maynard would ever refer to your breasts as jugs?
He never would. I know that for a fact.
Not
He's
a
made
chance.
Reference to my breasts being on the smaller side.
Really?
Before. Uh-huh.
Was that on the air or off the air?
Off air.
Do you need an attorney?
Well, I never said boobies.
Boobies?
Order.
So Maynard has had the opportunity to call your breasts jugs if, in fact, he wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but he's never done that.
No.
And he never would.
I don't think he would, no.
Thank you very much, both of you.
Mm-hmm. Your Honor, if I can briefly cross-examine these two witnesses.
Mr. Dichter. I love that name.
you haven't been stuck with it for a number of years. Ladies.
Stuck with it?
Good one, Jones. Good one. There you go, Jones.
That's the stuff.
Ladies, would I be correct in assuming that neither of you has a PhD in etymology or English?
No, I do not have a PhD.
You'd be correct in assuming that.
So it's safe to say neither of you have researched the history of the word jugs?
Yes, I have.
You've researched the history of the usage of the word jugs?
Yes.
And can you tell me in what year was the word first used as slang?
I didn't memorize my information.
We'll get to that a little bit when we talk to Mr. Maynard. So all of your testimony in regards to what you believe the word jugs refers to is just that, what you believe the word jugs refers to.
It's based on 24 years of lifelong experience.
But that it's still what you believe the word jugs refers to based on your life experience.
Yes.
Have you ever been wrong about something?
No, never.
Never?
Never.
No. Is it at all possible that your testimony here is being slightly influenced by the fact that the person who is contesting the use of this is not only one of your employers, but also your only female employer?
No.
Okay. Well, I have no further questions for these, and I'm anxious to get on to my first witness. I believe if Mr. Jones is done, I don't know.
I have no further questions for these witnesses, and in fact, I rest my case at this point.
Oh, well, see? Right. Now look at this guy knows how to speed it along. I'm dying here. Dominique's just head's just going, whoa!
It's all right, Dominique.
You're running on vapors, babe.
Christmas is your heavy season. You still got time to make up those profits.
You want to call your witness? Mm. Judge, is that okay
Mr.
with you?
Mr. Dichter, would you like to call your first witness?
Your Honor, I only have one witness to call, and I call John Maynard to the stand.
I'm proud of you. Thank you, Mr. Dichter. Finally, we get around to it.
What is it that you do for a living?
I reside in hell. That's what I do for a living.
Do you have any co-inhabitants?
Do I have any what?
Co-inhabitants in hell.
Cohen. Oh, Judge Cohen inhabitants?
Co-inhabitants.
Yes, I am. Yes. Yes, there are others here with me.
Who would be your partner?
Lucifer.
Does Lucifer have any other names that she goes by?
Tremendous amount of names.
And what would be the most common
there's
one?
Madame Fabulina, there's Robin Pot Pie.
So you'd be referring to Miss Erickson.
That's exactly right.
And, Mr. Maynard, I'm going to refer your attention to the transcript of track one. And we've already established this is a transcript of a portion of your show with Miss Erickson from sometime in this year. Is that correct?
Right, that's right.
Okay, and could you find for me the word jumbo?
Jumbo.
Ooh, going through this again.
I can find the word jumbo. It's within the transcript. It was never mentioned by me, but by Miss Erickson.
So Miss Erickson was the first one to mention the word jumbo.
Exactly. The only one.
I object. You said Jumboville, you jackass. You
that's
said it right.
I'm
referring to
Miss Erickson.
Exhibit A.
Miss Erickson.
Sorry about that,
Control
Your Honor.
Yourself. I will hold you in contempt.
Oh, hold me any way you want to.
But it's irrelevant just whether I mention Jumboville or not. That's not what's issue or what's at stake.
Now,
that has nothing to do with the bet.
Mr. Maynard. Now, if a word implies size, for example, if I were referring to a giant, a big creature like in medieval times, a giant, would you want to then use another word to classify the size of that object? Would you ever refer to a humongous giant, or would you just say a giant?
Well, I don't know. It's been so long since I've experienced the medieval times. It could be one or the other.
Well, would you say, though, in general, that if a word implies size, no other adjectives are needed for it?
Could
giant
be redundant.
Would be nonsensical.
That's right, exactly.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
Unless you had a variety of giants of different sizes.
So the use of the word jumbo by Miss Erickson kind of implies that Jugs doesn't imply size because she had to classify how large they were.
That's right.
Thank you. I'm going to
enjoy it. If she felt that it didn't imply size, then she wouldn't have to apply that redundancy.
Thank you.
And that's the whole bet, whether they are or not.
Mr. Maynard, I'm also going to refer your attention to Exhibit D. Can you hold that up so Mr. Jones can see it there? Just...
See there, Mr. Jones?
Thank you, Maynard.
Does that do you some good?
Mr. Maynard, does that appear to be a printout from dictionary.com?
God.
Well, it is, Dictor. That's exactly right.
Objection. Your Honor, the objection is to hearsay. What is this? We don't know what this is. There's no authentication whatsoever. Nobody's here to testify.
Well, you can look at it, Your Honor. It's clearly printed out from a dictionary.
And, Your Honor, in fact, the dictionary reference at the bottom is the fourth edition of the American Heritage Dictionary, which the dictionary of choice when a word is not defined legally.
Mm-hmm. Hearsay.
Allow the evidence.
Thank you.
Oh, God, what a rip.
Mr. Maynard, can you tell us what word is defined there?
Jugs.
And can you read definition number four, please?
A woman's breasts.
Does it say anything about size there?
No, it sure don't.
Okay,
well,
Mr. Maynard.
BFD. I object to myself, Your Honor. I'm sorry.
Well, it's about time.
Mr. Maynard, can I refer you to Exhibit E, please?
Got it.
Can you also hold that up as well?
Yes, there you go. I'm holding it up. Do you want to go through the same drill?
No.
We have Viagra commercials to run. Okay.
Now, Mr. Maynard, does this appear to be another printout from a website?
It is.
And does this appear to have etymological information, history information about the use of the word jugs?
Well, it has a definition, if that's what you're looking for.
And does it have a historical reference?
1961.
How about a little further down?
When will I get any
jugs? Women's breasts, first recorded in 1920 in Australian slang.
And the definition
for
again
milk
was
jugs.
The definition again was, I'm sorry?
For women's breasts.
Was there any indication of size or amplitude?
And milk jugs is no indication of size. I object.
Short for
I'm
milk
sorry,
jugs.
I'm sorry, Jones, I have to.
And Mr. Maynard?
Yes.
Mr. Maynard, I believe you had an exhibit you wish to
I would like to enter this. What's the matter, Dominique? You got some business?
No, it's Peterson. He's sick of waiting around for his check.
What do you need?
I'm bored.
The Michael Dichter's tedious line of questioning.
It is tedious. It is a
I had to wait for next break.
I know, but it's a tedious line of questioning. I can't help it. It's Dichter.
It ain't exactly Matlock, but... Yeah, I'd like to enter this into evidence.
The little brown jug.
The little brown jug. Jonathan?
And Mr. Maynard, if the word jug implied size, would the word little need to be used in front of it?
Then Glenn Miller would have just called it brown jug.
That's correct.
Right.
I have no further questions for
Thank
Mr.
You.
Maynard.
Thank you.
Mr. Jones, any cross-exam?
Don't call him Mr. Jones.
Laying down the law with a song on his lips and a six-gun in his pants. Rick Jones of Goldberg Jones. Representing women in jugs trials for over 30 minutes.
Actually, that's over an hour now.
I know, it's getting a little long.
If it pleases the court.
Maynard, I'm going to be fairly light on you here. I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you I've got more than one question. Come
okay,
on.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm.
The word jugs.
Yes.
Are you telling me in your vocabulary, your use of this, please wait for the question. In your use of this, would you say that jugs would be a term to use for all female breasts?
Not necessarily.
Thank you.
But may I add, Mr. Jones?
No, actually.
And with the permission...
You may not.
I have an addendum for the question.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Your Honor. This doesn't even have anything to do with what term was used or was not used. It has to do with who used the term jumbo.
The issue was who first raised the issue of amplitude, meaning size. Now, granted, I think we would probably consent that
A term articulating that.
The phrase jumbo does imply amplitude. There's no dispute as to that. And Robin was, in fact, the second person that raised the issue of size.
But it has nothing to do with an implication. It has to do with the stated articulation of an exact size.
I think that's why we have a jury here.
That's why the jury is here to make that decision.
I have infinite faith in the jury. I have no further questions.
Thank you. Any other witnesses?
Your Honor, no. The defense is going to rest.
Yay!
resting. Are you okay?
Yeah, everybody else in here is resting. Why not the defense?
I guess Dominique has taken a snooze.
And, you know, for the record, though, Your Honor, I would like to say that the defense's case took all of 7.5 minutes.
Okay, I want that check.
Mm-hmm. Well, while the plaintiff's case took just...
Oh, shut up and quit your whining.
Just over 45 minutes.
Judge, you tell me. Do they have to? Now they have to go talk this over, right?
It is time for me to instruct the jury.
Okay, listen, jury.
Okay. And then we will have the jury deliberate and make its decision.
Richard, listen.
Yes.
Listen now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it's now my duty as the judge to instruct you regarding the standards of law you will use in deciding this case.
They're really getting mad about this.
Make it really short.
We could cut to the chase on this, Your Honor.
Okay.
Just show us a picture.
Instruction number one. Jugs is defined as a slang term for a woman's breasts, according to the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, 4th edition.
Who wrote these instructions for you, Judge?
That would be me, since your attorney neglected to turn it in.
No. No instructions to the jury.
They have to be.
Instruction number two. No drooling or otherwise ogling the jug or juggy pictures, please.
All right, now, do you want closing statements?
Closing
now
statements, counsel, now.
What's your question, ma'am?
Can we get a copy of the American Heritage Dictionary or access to it, please?
Oh, shush.
Dictionary.com. We can pull it up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Counsel, proceed, please.
Your charge is to do the right thing and find for the plaintiff, my client, Robin Erickson.
Mr. Dichter.
Ladies and gentlemen, the reason that we're here today is because the plaintiff, Robin Erickson, has a serious problem being wrong. The first person who physically, actually commented on Amplitude was Miss Erickson. Quote, a couple of jumbos. There were no other comments of Amplitude anywhere in the statement.
Time!
A recess. At the conclusion of the recess...
No, it's
the
not
verdict.
Over yet. Not over yet, Richard. But we're real close.
The verdict.
Yeah, we'll be back. God, your guy is full of crap, isn't he?
And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today because I'm going to get him. My client should go.
In a moment, the results of that trial.
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this.
You're not the attorney. You can't do that.
You're hallucinating. You're just nuts.
What's nuts? On? I'm nuts to be here with you.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
In a grave miscarriage of justice, John Maynard was found guilty and is petitioning the court for a mistrial. In his characteristic restraint, Mr. Maynard is refraining from calling this trial complete and utter bullshit.
The views and opinions of Robin and Maynard do not necessarily make any sense.
Excuse me.
Sure.